B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
There he is. He's back with a big smile on his face.
I am back. Although I have an ear infection like a 10-year-old. And which literally, I think the last time I had an ear infection, I was like 10. Like, it's literally been that long. But as an adult, I don't remember this as a kid. I can't hear anything. And everything sounds robotic. So just so you know, if I'm, I don't know, not as talky, it's because I can't hear anything. And I'm hearing a way different show than you guys.
That's what it sounds like.
That's actually kind of typical. Roy fades in and fades out of the out of the morning show.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back. We hope you're feeling better. There's a funny video up at the MRL show on our Insta of Roy just talking to Loren. And I took the video because you're talking so loud because you can't hear how loud you are.
I cannot hear myself, no.
But it's pretty funny. So go check that out at the MRL show.
We are worried about a member of the Mani, Roy, and the Roy Morning Show.
We are, and it used to be you, Roy.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm more concerned with Loren, and we've talked about this. We've gone down this path before, Loren, and I got to revisit it.
What the heck did I do?
It's nothing that you did. In fact, it's something that you can't do.
Okay.
You can't make friends.
I know.
And I'm sorry, this is not a pick-on moment, but here's the thing. We went out, we had a client dinner the other night, Roy, mm-hmm. and the client, Ilios Noche, mm-hmm. awesome restaurant.
Yes. Amazing.
Stratos said, you know what? We should all get together. But then he said, but you guys probably have so many friends that to get together for a dinner night with all of us would be impossible. And Ren goes, eh, we really don't.
We don't. I don't have that many friends.
I know.
But yeah. you know.
But the Ren's in a different spot.
Yeah. And the thing that screwed me up, quite honestly, was the fact that when Cash was really young, our like normal nanny had some family things that she had to go deal with. So like we didn't have childcare outside of like my working hours. So like I never went out unless Dallas was home and I could be like, hey, can you watch Cash tonight so I can go out with Kara and grab a glass of wine? You know what I mean? So like I may have seen like four of my friends four times a year, you know?
Right.
And that's what like made all this like more of an issue, I guess. Then I tried to get on the whole Peanut app. And
which was what? Explain that again.
Make friends that way. So it's like a mommy app that you can get on and like connect with people. It's kind of like Tinder, but for moms.
Somebody told us that on the air about a year ago when we did this. Yeah. Now I'm checking back in again. Yeah. How is it working out?
Yes, ain't great.
But Loren, Roy, see, you're up here in South End. You live in a nice apartment. You have your boyfriend. So you have somewhat of a social circle. Now, you don't know how to be friends with these people.
No.
But Loren, I said to her, she goes, do we have any good restaurants? And I go, Loren, what you know, out by us in Ballantyne.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she just moved there. Nothing.
Well, that's
no,
not true.
We have a ton. We just didn't have, I was looking for a sushi place and, you know, I had to drive a little bit.
I said, what you need to do, Loren, is with the au pair that, you know, comes and stays at your house, Elena, you need to go out with your couple friends, with your mom friends. And she goes, I don't have any.
I really don't.
Well, how do we fix this?
I have one mommy friend. What?
I have one mommy friend.
I do.
Aww.
And our kids play together.
Are you sad?
Like, no,
what
no.
about your neighbors? When I moved into my neighborhood, I found awesome neighbors that have the same exact likes and kids that we do.
Okay, so I have somebody right across the street from me who has a child that's like right around Cash's age. And then they just had a baby. So she's busy with the new baby. And then the other girl that I just met in our neighborhood, she literally had a baby 2 days after I met her. So I haven't seen her since then either.
That's likely excuses.
I mean, they're just popping out babies in Ballantyne.
Yeah, they see the rent pull off. They're like, let's go ahead and have another child. Don't want to hang out with her for the next 9 months.
We'll be drinking red wine every night. Spending a ton of money. Like, her husband's probably like, binoculars. Wait a minute. I listened to that show. Is that the Jeep? That is the... That's the Lorenegade. Honey, we're going to move. You can't be friends with her.
Yeah,
seriously.
No, and I don't have a lot of family here. Like, my mom's here right now for 3 weeks. But other than that, like, when she's not here, like, I really don't have anyone to run around with on the regular.
Yeah. We thought what would be best, and I talked to producer Nicole yesterday off the air without you knowing, that you put out a little want ad. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how people can contact you if you're in the Ballantyne area, specifically around the Ballantyne Resort / Hotel. And how many nights a week would you, like, what do you want to do? Like, one night a week with someone?
Yeah, I think one night a week is, like, a good place to start.
And
I
don't, Dallas can use the friend, too. So we're looking for couples here.
No, she needs her own friends.
I need my own friends.
I understand. Yeah. I get that. You like, want your own people.
And I will say, like, I'm not a stage five clinger. Like, I'm really not. If you live in my neighborhood, I like to take walks. I love to go to the spa.
I'm out.
I mean, like,
the spa's good, but the walks, I'd never do that.
Take a what now?
Do what? Like, don't invite me over.
Hold on, I'll get you back right. I drink a lot of wine.
Yeah! Can we back up, though?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, so, like, I'm friends with the couple right across the street from me.
Uh-huh.
Their son is in the same grade as Dean. It couldn't be more perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda and her, the wife, click, and the husband and I click.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, like, for you and Dallas, this way the four of you can go out, and then you can also break up.
Well, so the woman that I just met that had the baby, like, 2 days after I met her, her husband and Dallas have golfed together a lot. So, like, I know that relationship is going somewhere. You know what I mean? But I just have to wait until the baby's a little bit old enough so that she can get out, too.
828 sent a text that said, it's so much harder to find friends as a mom. The only people you can have a relationship with is to have someone that has kids. But nowadays, there's so many different parenting styles that will make a friendship end so quickly. Women that don't have kids just don't have the same schedule as moms.
Okay, but now let me just say this. Like, I still want mommy friends, but I also still want my single friends because I still like to go
That's
out
fine.
And, like,
sure.
bang back a couple drinks with my girlfriends, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the party's not dead in me. I just like, you know, I would like to have a good mix. And, like, my girlfriend, Kara, we used to hang out, like, all the time. And now she goes to a CrossFit gym, so she has, like, all her friends, like, on her side. And, like, occasionally I come in and hang out with them.
Producer Nicole just dinged in our ear.
Hello?
What?
You forget I exist?
No, you're right, too. You never come to
Valentine. Let me tell you something, Nicole. I had this exact conversation with Sterling. He's like, how come you don't ever, you have no friends. Lauren has no friends. You're perfect to be friends. And I'm like, yeah, but she lives in a different time zone, man. It is so hard of a drive.
Passport to go to Valentine, clearly.
My gosh, during 5 o'clock traffic, it's like a 45-minute drive, and it's just not worth it.
You got to fuel up.
It's like 2 hours just round trip and commuting, and I can't spend that time in my car.
So I'll just live on my island by myself. And
you can Uber to me.
I know, but that's a whole thing. Listen, you guys.
Beggars can't be choosers.
But she's Nicole, not begging. I brought this up because she needs to have couples friends.
I don't need.
She wants single friends.
She's wrong.
I want both. Honestly. And Nicole, I will Uber up here. I just have to, like, actually make a plan because I have kids.
I'll hang out with you anytime that's not during drive time.
I'll even go on a walk with you.
Oh, screw that.
Yeah, but you'll make me come up here and walk. Yeah. I want to walk in my neighborhood.
Yeah, you have to come out every once in a while. That's how a friendship works, Nicole. Give a little, get a little. She's not coming up here all the time, the plaza.
Okay, well, I've never gotten an invite.
I'll invite you.
Someone said, if Cash is in pre-K, just get to know the other parents in the class. Do you know any of the parents?
No, because I don't drop them off in the morning, and I don't pick them up, you know? So.
And then, like, the other thing is, and this is not any type of way, but sometimes you feel like people want to be friends with you so that you can get them tickets to concerts or Amanda and I've had the conversation where, like, I got the vibe that couple we just hung out with for the first time is dying for me to talk about them on the radio because the one guy kept saying, you're not going to bring this up on the radio, are you?
So that's what I ran into a lot on the app.
Yeah.
All right. She's looking for authentic friends. If you live in the Ballantyne area near the resort, reach out to Lorraine on her Insta, please.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.